I'm going to need you to do the synopsis. Because you've seen this before. If I did it...
I will tell you, I practiced giving the synopsis last night when I was on my way to see Tarzan at a TOCON.
Perfect!
Because my mom... I was trying to tell my mom and Tony what this show was about. let me start this off by saying, Tony refused to watch either one of these with me.
That's too bad.
He said, watch these while you're at work. I don't want to watch them.
That's fair.
He did guess the entire premise of Blank Check just by the name of it.
Yeah.
So I think that was impressive. Anyways, Stuck in the Suburbs. It's about this girl who's on a soccer team, though that doesn't really have anything to do with anything, but she's on a soccer team. Okay? They live in the suburbs where everything looks the same. Her mom is trying to save this old antique house that's the only thing that looks different in the suburbs. They're obsessed with this celebrity, this big singer named Jordan Cahill.
Taryn Killam.
Yes, from SNL.
From SNL.
I love it so much.
I watched it halfway through and was like, I know who this is. I'm just going to Google it. He looks so familiar, but he looks so different. He somehow
like
looks...
the beginning with like the long hair.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
He somehow looks older. Anyway.
Yeah, so there's the singer Jordan Cahill. And her three friends are obsessed. Then this new girl shows up, and she's like, oh, I'm all hoity-toity, and I am from New York. And
from Europe.
Yeah, I've traveled through Europe. My name's Natasha. And so Danielle Panabaker, because I don't remember what her real name is, her character name is in the show, she's like, wow, you're so cool. I'll be friends with you. And Natasha's like, Jordan Cahill, who? Gross. But secretly, she does really like him, but she's trying to be cool. So anyways, they go to the Jordan Cahill's in their town to film his new music video. So they go down to watch it. And then somehow... Jordan Cahill's assistant, Eddie, bumps into her and they switch phones, even though her phone is bright pink and a brick. And Jordan Cahill's phone is like a BlackBerry.
A BlackBerry.
It's like a silver BlackBerry and hers is like a pink brick.
It's like
so they mess them up.
It's like that hot pink Nokia.
And they're like, oops, we messed up phones. We didn't know when we put it back in our pocket that it felt completely different. So she finds out that she has Jordan Cahill's phone. And her new friend, Natasha, because she's left her other three friends in the dust, change everything about him. They make him cut his hair, which he started out with, like, shoulder-length Kelly Clarkson
so bad.
Chunky highlight hair.
The highlights. I do not understand how... I think there's plot holes on purpose, because it's just silly. I do not understand how they somehow manipulated him into getting his hair cut. Like...
I don't, well, first of all, how did they not like? How did he not realize she was cutting everything off? Like, does he just go to sleep while his hair is done?
I don't understand.
Because if you've ever gotten your hair cut, cut it too short.
Well, and like they wouldn't. Oh, here's Ada. Ada has arrived. They wouldn't have been like, all right, welcome. So we got your message that you'd like your hair shorter. No, none of that. Just like, you're here. You said you want it shorter. It's shorter now. Like, I just don't. They somehow like. Like, start controlling his life via his phone.
Yeah, and they still kept the highlights, though. And then
they did!
He went from Kelly Clarkson mm-hmm. to Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, in anyone from a boy band.
Yeah, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
But I gotta... this might be a controversial opinion. Actually, it's not. I think we all agree. The long hair is not.
It's not good.
The long hair was bad.
Yeah. Well, I will say, actually, I think he looked a little older. Oh, thank you.
What'd she do?
She kissed my arm.
Oh, thanks! So nice.
I will say he did look older once we cut all of his hair off, though. And I was like, he is not a teen.
Yeah, that's true.
They give his birthday. His birthday is 1982, but this is like set in like I think it came out
2004. I think.
Okay. So then he would have been what, 22?
Uh huh.
Okay, so he still didn't look 22. But hey, okay, that makes a little more sense. I thought they were trying to pass him off as like an 18-year-old, and I was like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
So anyway, they control his life, right? He breaks up with his girlfriend. And they find that he writes his own music. And they're like, wow, all of these are like really deep and I love these so much better. And they blackmail him into singing at this rally that her mom is setting up to save this antique house. They blackmail him into singing at it so that they can save it. And then he's like, I'm not ever singing because I hate being a pop star because I want to make my own music, but the record label owns me and I hate it. And they're like, why don't you just release your own songs? And he's like, I can't, they won't let me.
Yeah.
So then she releases his song without permission of anyone.
Just the lyrics.
And then she just texts it, essentially. And he's like, you just sent that to the whole world? And she's like, well, no, but pretty much. And I'm like, what do you mean? You texted it to your friends. the whole roll? Did you put it on YouTube? Like, what?
I texted it to 3 people.
So, anyways, he goes and sings. They save the house. And he gets to do his own music. He quits the business. And his assistant...
That was a real bait and switch. The assistant is the pop star at the end.
And then they get to do the choreography for the music video.
Oh, yeah, they get to be in the background of the music.
That was my first note, was... Because they do choreo at the very beginning, too.
It is.
And they're acting like this is the coolest choreo they've ever... Look, let's get up and do it together. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool. And then they stand up, and it's literally just step touch with a snap.
It's
like,
so bad. I am certain these girls are not dancers. And they were like, hey, we got to give you moves. We got to get... They're movers, not dancers. Banana right here. Banana.
No.
That was one of my first... the choreography.
They just step touched for so long, and then they just like climbed on the couch and like surfboarded over it, and then they're like, oh, sorry mom, we'll pick it up. The mom's right there. They didn't see the mom. They're like, we see you, but we're still gonna just like tip this couch right over.
Oh my gosh. And then it was just like, it was like step touch, and then like step turn step together. I broke down the choreo for you.
Yeah. Danielle Panabaker in the show, her character has 2 siblings. A younger brother who's like every single younger brother in every single Disney Channel original movie or TV show
hiding
ever.
Hiding in her closet.
Yeah, he's like really annoying, steals her stuff, but in the end he somehow like helps them.
Yeah.
He turns, comes on their side.
Yeah.
Like Liz McGuire has a little... Yeah. Seriously, it's the same brother and everything. But she also has an older sister. And that older sister is nowhere near teenager age. They put glasses on her to make her look younger. And I was like, you're not fooling anyone. She's the same age
as
the mom.
She's like 25.
Yeah. I'm like, there's no way she's in high school doing a science project as a senior. Like, I would believe it if she was going away to college, maybe.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, she's a straight-A student, senior in high school, doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she can't drive. She just got her permit.
I wonder how old she was.
I was like...
I bet...
There's no way you're passing this girl off as 16, 17.
Totally agree.
Because she's definitely 25.
Totally agree. So my first note was, this opening sequence is 10 out of 10. Listen, if you want to know what this movie's all about, you watch the first 10 minutes. Because the first 10 minutes are phenomenal. The first 10 minutes are the terrible magazine tabloid opening sequence. And then the choreography we were just talking about. One of the other notes I took was, why did I never see this? 13-year-old Anna would have loved this.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I knew it.
This would have been like one of my favorite movies. Okay. But yeah, 13-year-old Anna would have gone crazy for this story about being in a music video.
Being best friends with a celebrity.
Yeah, 13-year-old with a phone. So jealous.
Okay, but also, did you love the soundtrack? This gave me all the, like, it had Hilary Duff, it had Jesse McCartney, and I was like, I love all of this.
Yeah. Do you think this guy was supposed to be, like, a Jesse McCartney?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Okay. The other thing, too, is I feel like, what's her name? What's the lead girl?
Danielle Panabaker.
She looks like Emma Watson to me.
I can see that. She has another sister who does Disney Channel original movies, too. Her name is Kay Panabaker.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, she looks really familiar, but I think I Googled her. I'd never seen her in anything because I didn't watch a lot of Disney originals, which is a pure shame.
Yeah, because there's a lot. Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off's about baseball, but also he cooks.
Oh, no. And they make shameful.
Yeah, he has to choose.
Yeah, I was
going
to... He has
to choose between the championship baseball game and this Top Chef thing for kids.
And the boys make fun of him. And I get it.
The dad hates him because he's choosing food, cooking over baseball. Because, you know, masculinity.
You know, all that. Masculinity and stuff. All right. It was so funny.
Do you know who Brenda Song is?
I do now.
Okay. Do you know who she's married to?
No.
This is the weirdest pairing to me ever, but I guess it works. They have a kid. Macaulay Culkin.
Ew, what? What?
Brenda Song and Macaulay Culkin are married and have a boy, have a little baby boy. That's what I felt about it when I first heard too.
Okay, that's interesting to me because he's one of the uglier men I've ever.
He dipped into one too many drugs.
Yeah.
I think. And that's why he looks a little bit like he does.
That makes sense.
But it's just like the most interesting pairing.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what their kid looks like. I just know they have one.
Okay.
So. Well. Yeah.
Baby.
Do you want something else? Are you still hungry?
Oh, they.
You eat the whole thing?
They're one of those families that block out the face.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Listen, it's like Kristen Bell. If you're going to be celebrity.
Let us see your baby. No.
I just want to see what it looks like. I don't want to see anything else. I just want to see one picture of its face.
One picture.
I need next to know. Next to both of yours so I can see the
exactly. I need to know if it looks like. Oh, it looks like. He is just an unattractive human being. I mean, I guess he's not that unattractive.
And that's the thing is, he did look cute when he was a little kid.
He was very cute when he was little.
But, I mean, I think he's gone through a lot of life things, so.
Yeah.
I think those have just taken a.
I wouldn't say he's unattractive, but he's very average looking. And she is just beautiful, so.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know how they met. He's in this really messed up movie, though.
Is he?
Have you heard this movie called The Good Son?
No.
Okay. So, it has Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin when they're, like, home alone age.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the baby looks like her. That's the baby's good. Darling. That's good.
The baby looks like her.
They are, like, young, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think one of them is a... adopted. I think they adopt Elijah Wood. Macaulay Culkin is like Bad News Bears. Like, he kills the neighbor's dog by building a crossbow. Like, he's one of those ones that, like, the kids that just like
to, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's messed up. And then at the end, they both... Are you going to watch this movie? Should I spoil it for you?
No, I'm not at all.
At the end, both of the kids are, like, playing or fighting at this, like, edge of a cliff, and they both fall over it, and they're both holding onto it, and mom comes up. She can only save one of them, so she saves the good son, which is Elijah Wood. So Macaulay Culkin dies.
Oh, wow, that's dark.
It is a dark movie. I watched it on Lifetime when I was, like,
what?
Like a teenager, and I was like...
What is it called?
The Good Son.
Oh, my.
I just saw Elijah Wood, and I was like, yes, I'd love to watch this as a teenager. And it came on Lifetime. It couldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
So I watched it, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's
so, it was a dark show. And that was that was, like, the last thing Macaulay Culkin did, I think.
And then he had a kid. Now he's...
They somehow met...
A dad.
And now he's a dad.
Don't eat that side.
She's like, but Mom, you handed it to me. What else am I supposed to do with it? Did you see her face?
Yeah.
She literally goes,
she's like, you took the green part off.
You just ate my strawberry, dude. What the heck? That was the exact face she
ate. That was funny. All right.
Oh, this is so good.
The other note, this man's highlights. No. No.
They're typical 2000s highlights, though.
They are.
Like that chunky, like you can see the line between.
Yes. This movie is like 2000s nostalgia.
Yes.
The other movie is like straight up 90s nostalgia.
100% agree.
We're talking about Blank Check as well, unless that was last week's episode. Who knows? We fly by the seat of our pants. It's going to be last week or next week, Blank Check. That was like pure 90s nostalgia. This one, pure 2000s nostalgia.
100%
like agree. The phones, the
outfit.
All right.
You're putting that whole thing in your mouth, girl.
The other note I had was the scene transitions were so good. It was just, again, it was just like Disney Channel original scene changes. The, like... Dissolve, side swipe.
I made on iMovie.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved them.
But also, But also, do you just feel like the acting was, like, spectacular in this movie? Oh. Specifically the scene where Danielle Panabaker is riding a bike to get away from the people that are just trying to get the phone back. You know, like what she should be. But she's riding this bike through a park, and Brenda Song, Natasha's off the back. She's like, I'm going to stop for an ice cream cone. So she gets this ice cream cone. She's eating it while she's like standing on the spokes of the bike. And then she drops it. And it's like this. Oh, you did that on purpose. I was like, girl, she didn't touch you. You just threw that. You just chucked her right away. Nobody bumped you at all.
And it has this and the... And but this one especially, the assistant, the manager, is he the manager or something?
Yeah.
He was like my favorite part of the movie. If I could be in a Disney Channel original, and oh, I wish I could. These are my, these are my life dreams. I want to be in a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Just a background person. I'd be fine. I just need to be a background. And I want to be a raunchy, or not raunchy, that's not the right word, a grumpy adult in a kid's movie like this guy. He was just having fun.
Dude, so SGMT just like sent out a survey of all the shows that they're wanting to do next year.
Okay.
And there's like a ton of classics because it is. And I was like, Tony, we need to talk to Anna. Like, Anna, we need to talk to your husband, your mom. They're like, I'm going to need to do a show this year. This is the one. I'm going to schedule out this time.
Okay.
And I was like, then we all audition and do the show together and pretend we're in Schmigadoon.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I want to do like Seven Brands.
Oklahoma is an option that they're doing, I think. Oh. And My Fair Lady. No, they just did My Fair Lady. There was another one.
Music Man, maybe. No, I think they just did music. Well, I don't know.
Guys and Dolls are doing again, I think.
Oh.
I know. So the survey had a bunch of them. They do have a bunch of like older style shows, and I'm like, we got to do one of them.
Yeah.
Well, but like all together, so that we can just like make fun of it. Yeah. I was like, people are gonna think we're the best.
Oh, they are.
They're gonna be like, you have my favorite part. We're like, we know. Oh my gosh.
You know why? It's because we'll do it like they did in those old timey movies.
Yes.
And the old people love that classic style. So they would just be...
We'll do full Schmigadoon.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? Whoa. It's what I would love to do. I would love to do another show. And yeah, anyway.
Okay. Yeah, we need to be strategic and pick the one that we want to do, and then we'll all just go audition together again. Yeah. And
you think we'd make it?
Yeah. Especially because we're not like, I only want the lead. We're like, please put us in ensemble.
Yeah.
Like, please just make us ensemble.
That's the thing. Like, you can give me a couple solos, a couple singing parts if you really want to, but yes. I would prefer to be the unnamed
background. Yeah, I would just like to be in the ensemble. Yeah. Bless you. Just so then I can make up my own name and my own
backstory. Exactly.
And then just really, like, win the Tony for, you know? Best ensemble member.
That's right. We would all be in competition. It would be a big competition.
They'd be like, three-way tie.
Tony would be so funny. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, the scene with the hat. The music video where they're like, oh my gosh, we love this hat. In the music video, it was like a top hat. It looked so bad. As soon as it came out, I was like, no, this is terrible. And then they kept talking about how awesome it was. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. The hat was real bad.
All of them were, but also the outfit that they like changed him into wasn't anything special.
No.
And they just got like 12 pairs of it. Like when he's like going through the wardrobe, it's just jeans. I'm like... What?
I mean, maybe
jeans
that could
and be... a t-shirt and a hoodie. Not even good.
Is she eating those or is she throwing them on the ground?
No, she's eating them.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's eating. And then he puts the beanie on, and that just makes it worse.
The beanie was bad.
Yeah, the beanie's not good.
Beanie the costumes not good. In general were very not good.
Yeah. We never once see them play soccer, also.
No, we don't. But they have soccer jerseys on.
Yeah, but that's why I'm like, it literally has nothing to do with this. But well, they all wear soccer jerseys.
They're at the practice a couple times. And Brenda Song, for some reason, is also on the team, but she's terrible.
Well, yeah, now at the end, she's like wearing her soccer jersey. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Well. We skipped that whole plot line there of Brenda Song actually didn't move from New York.
Yeah, and she has like a sad.
Yeah, she actually isn't from Europe. Yeah. And her dad is actually just a door-to-door salesman. Is it door-to-door salesman?
Yeah.
Something like that, which, ugh, what a terrible job. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, the people that do that in the summer
oh,
make a lot of money.
Oh, I know they do. But can you imagine?
I would hate it.
That would be...
I would hate
that's
it.
That's what hell would be for me.
Yep.
Is you have to knock on people's doors and try to sell them bug spray. Okay.
Knives and vacuums.
Knives and vacuums. I could do knives and vacuums.
No.
But like service?
Encyclopedias?
No, no, I couldn't do any of that.
Yeah, I couldn't. But like, they're knives.
I will say there was they a guy. Things. He was a fantastic salesman because he was like, hey, like if I, he said, do you have a guy who does your bugs? I said, we do them ourselves. He said, all right, well, if you ever get tired of that, you just give us a call. he wasn't like, well, you pushy. Know,
oh, if
you
I do love that.
I know. And I was like, you know what? If I, oh, shoot, I don't remember the name of his company. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, but he should have given you his card.
I think he did, and I just lost it. But if if I decided to do bugs, I would find that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, if you're not going to pressure me,
yeah,
I'm more willing to come back.
Yeah, I hate buying cars. I hate anything to do with salespeople. I really don't like when they try to like shame you or knock down what you're currently doing.
Yes.
That's my biggest pet peeve. It's like they're trying to establish themselves as the expert, but in the meantime, making you feel like an idiot, and that's not how you get my business.
100%. I'm not going to be guilted into this.
No.
If you've got a cool feature or you've got a better deal, those things I'm going to listen to.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're like, oh, well, they're doing a terrible job. You should yes. have hired them. You're like, get out.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree.
Huh.
All right. So how many Nokia? How many highlights? How many chunky highlights? How many chunky highlights out of 10?
Okay, I'm going to try to base this one off of, like, comparing it to other Disney Channel original movies.
Okay.
So, I think I'm going to give this one a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is a classic. I knew you would like this one, that's why I chose this one. Yeah. But there are other ones that have better storylines. Then like Boohoo, poor singer, he can't sing his own music.
That was the other thing, is she was like, I just live in the suburbs. I wish, I'm like, you lived a very privileged life. Dude. I'm not sure why I'm supposed to be like, oh, so sad. Super she lives nice. In the suburbs.
His super nice house, has her own room, has the guitar.
I didn't get that. I'm not sure. Well, if 13-year-old Anna was rating this, she'd be like 10 out of 10. So good. Me, if somebody was like, let's watch a Disney Channel original, I'd be like, oh, this one's pretty funny. I would turn this on. I think I'd agree with you. I think it's a 6 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
6 out of 10 chunky highlights. It wasn't bad, but it was like there were some silly moments.
Yeah. 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 It's a bunch of fluff. There's no depth to these at all. Yeah. That's okay. There are other Disney Channel ones that could give you the depth if you really want.
Yeah. Yeah. This was like on par with Lizzie McGuire to me.
Yeah.
Like very Lizzie McGuire vibes of
100%.
Like she's a cool girl, but she doesn't think she's cool.
Yeah. She's got like her few friends that are like her staples.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Join us next week.